loving viewers, and happy Father's Day. Father's Day is a joyous occasion observed in many countries today. On this Father's Day, we wish to pay tribute to a special kind of fatherly love that encompasses a spiritual community. In a church, a mosque, synagogue, or temple, we can often see an individual fulfilling a special duty. Today, we will meet a Christian father, a Muslim imam, a Buddhist teacher, a Hindu guru, and a Jewish rabbi. They are the modern-day spiritual guides or fathers. Meet Father Mauricio, a warm-hearted Roman Catholic priest from Chile. On a typical day, he rises early at dawn for prayer before beginning a long day of meetings, visits to schools, the ill and the elderly, evening prayers, listening to confessions, and celebrating Mass. Even at night, he must be ready at any moment to receive or go see a person who calls or knocks on his door.
Es como, a ver, esos padres chochos que le gusta a su gente, que él siempre está pensando en qué hacer para la comunidad, es como padre para sus hijos, su rebaño.
Cuando él empezó a llegar y empezó a motivar a la gente, empezó a asistir mucha más gente a misa.
Yo como sacerdote me siento verdaderamente padre de toda la gente que viene acá, especialmente, ¿cierto?, de los jóvenes, de los niños, de las personas que a uno más lo necesitan. Hoy día, ¿cierto?, hemos visto tantas cosas que nos apartan de Dios y que no nos hacen felices, que en el fondo engañan un poco a la juventud. O sea, todo el camino que es fácil, el camino de la droga, el camino a veces de una vía desenfrenada que en el fondo nos aparta de Dios. Y es un camino que no nos hace feliz. Entonces lo que Jesús quiere mostrar y nuestra misión es mostrar cuál es el camino de la verdadera felicidad.
Me ha salvado de muchas, me sacó un hoyo tremendo que yo estaba viviendo, pero con la fuerza que me dio supe salir adelante, supe pararme. Personalmente estoy muy agradecido de eso.
In Hinduism, a Hindu priest is reverently called Guru. He is not just a family counselor, but also one who has the power to bless others and to communicate to God on their behalf. Swami Siva Sri Nandakumar is a cherished guru in Malaysia.
As a Hindu priest in our religion, first thing we have to destroy our egoness. Without destroy the egoness, we cannot reach to God. That's why in our religion, we need to dress up like this. Something funny, like people see, look funny. That is, if people laugh at you, you feel, you know, not comfortable, isn't it? So we have to take all this in our life to take it easy, and that's why we wear these ashes to remember always our body is going to be destroyed one day. So we don't do bad things to people, don't think bad about people, don't say anything bad about people. So we keep on remind always all this, all the time.
There's many ways he has helped me. Like for me, in my education wise, as always before an exam, I would come and pray, get his blessings, and then only I would go for an exam. And for my family, let's say like any auspicious function, we'll come here, get his blessings, get the God's blessing, and then we will continue with it. It's always we start with the blessings, and then only we continue with our journeys.
Maya means something will cover our mind and our thought that we don't know what we are before. So who we are, where we come from, where we will go, we don't know that. So in our religion here, in Hindu, we pray that to find out what is the main reason why we come here and what we have to reach.
Next, we will find out more about the special roles of a Muslim priest or imam, a Tibetan Buddhist teacher, and a Jewish rabbi. Our Father's Day program, honoring the benevolent modern spiritual mentors in our world, continues when we return. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. In Islam, an imam is a leader of a Muslim congregation. He leads prayers and helps people understand the word of Allah.
Well, imam helped all the Muslims because he is speaking from the Quran. And the Quran, we believe in Islam, is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe he have lot of knowledge, and he speak about the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He have big knowledge, and he's always speak in Arabic, Quran and Hadith in Arabic, and his Arabic is excellent, and his English is excellent, so his mashallah is excellent, big alim, big scholar.
Imam Mirza Muhammad Uzar Akbar memorized the Holy Quran at an early age in Pakistan, where he studied with many esteemed teachers. He has been the appointed imam of the Holland Park Mosque in Brisbane, Australia, for 14 years.
The message of Islam, or the message of God, is to recognize him in this short lifetime. And once we recognize him, to respect his likes and his dislikes, and live a life of righteousness and piety. I started studying at a very young age, and because I was brought up in such an environment where we were learning how to implement and how to convey the message of God, so there is a greater responsibility upon me if I compare myself to others, but this is the responsibility of every human being.
Imam Mirza Muhammad Uzar Akbar leads a diligent day-to-day life of service.
Every Muslim should wake up early in the morning between the crack of dawn and sunrise, and he establishes his prayer. As an imam, then I will come to the mosque and lead the prayer in the morning. Mm. We try to communicate with our Lord and our Master through the Holy Scripture, known as the Quran, so we will read a certain portion of it, and then we will supplicate for ourselves, for our immediate family, and for the entire humanity. And the imams throughout the world, they will prepare for their programs during the day, and then back to the mosque to conduct the midday prayer. Mm-hmm. There may be other groups that come as well, and then will question us. Mm-hmm. And then after the third prayer, that is about 3:30 or 4 o'clock, we have children programs. Mm-hmm. And then after that will be the fourth and the fifth prayer, and then back home and pretty exhausted.
The Tibetan Buddhist tradition uses the term Rinpoche, meaning precious one, to describe a reincarnated Tibetan Lama or high priest. The Thrangu Vajrayana Buddhist Center in Hong Kong, which was established by the Venerable Kenchen Thrangu Rinpoche, is where we meet Kenpo Tashi, a teacher who himself was in the care of Kenchen Thrangu Rinpoche since the age of 12.
Yes. kumbala kendubi lagi shabshi shuachi dang tinane yang kenduba nala rangi changshabi ki ane ta lobchung tezo ta che shung tezo kare ine ya chik rangi sheba de phajo bala phu tubi ki ane chik rawa dang tinashin ta rumuchi ki chidang ta dukyun dola chamin je chanju kisim tone ane chi nangbo shindu la rangi ya te shindu kebji changgu rumuchi ki namdar ane zesu zimbi ki ane rawa chimbu dukyun du tine yoyos.
We now meet our final fatherly guide of the ancient religion of Judaism. Similar to his counterparts in the other faiths, a Jewish rabbi helps others to remember that what is most important is to live a moral way of life that is pleasing to God.
I suppose it is, it's important, I think, to have people in a community, you know, who you can go to, who are older, wiser, you know, and able to impart their wisdom upon you. And you know that they're accessible, and you know that they will step in and approach you if you ask them to, be a father figure or a community type leader.
The word rabbi means teacher. I'm here to educate. But you know, education is not just don't do as I do as I say. That doesn't work. We have to be an example to other people as well. Human beings are created in two parts. We have the physical body and we have the spirit, which keeps the physical body. And what I'm trying to do is to make people understand that you have to look after the soul and the spirit as much as you will look after the physical body. I always teach that you should look in the mirror at night, stand in front of the mirror, and do you like what you see? Now, people will say, well, I didn't like the weight, I put on too much weight, I'm too thin. I said, no, that's not what I'm looking at. I'm asking you, do you like that person? Would you want to be friendly with that person you see in the mirror? Are you satisfied with the qualities that that person provides for the society? Is it a selfish individual or is it a sharing and a caring individual? I'm trying to build a society which considers everybody to be part of it.
Que me gustaría de todo corazón que ojalá tuviésemos toda la capacidad de poder discernir bien acerca de lo que Dios nos invita a vivir y que podamos ser felices aquí ahora en la tierra, pero preparar sobre todo el corazón para la felicidad eterna que va a ser en el cielo.
The word is said in Veda, said, Sarve loka samasta sukino bhavantu. That means this world must be in peaceful and all the living humans and all the living things in the world must be in good condition. We love each other. So that is the main prayers in our religions.
Any jambuling day, any Shiva the temple, Gurchik. Happy Father Day, and for the all guru and peaceful in the world.
To all the leaders of the world's religious houses, we are grateful for your blessings and steadfast devotion in humbly supporting humankind on their spiritual journeys. Blessed be your sacred responsibilities as pillars of goodness for our world. To our viewers, it was a joy having your company today. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Our Noble Lineage, coming next after Noteworthy News. May you and your loved ones be blessed.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.